Outside the shed, it was my misfortune to encounter Drover. Where had he been through my terrible ordeal, and how had he gotten outside? I had no idea. Furthermore, I didn't care. Hank, did you hear that loud crash? Not only did I hear that loud crash, I was that loud crash. Goodbye, Drover. I'll be darned. Hey, wait a minute. I stopped and looked down at the mutt. Yes, be brief. I've been shamed and disgraced, and I'll be leaving soon. Yeah, but we didn't solve the case of Murphy the spy. That pirate was little Alfred. So it seems, Drover. I was wrong, and I made a fool of myself. Well, they got their laughs out of me, and now I'm leaving. His eyes grew wide. Leaving? You mean? Yes, Drover. I'm quitting, resigning my position. I no longer care about the Murphy case or the pirate invasion. Let some other dog have all the worry and responsibility.
Yeah, but...
Just then, little Alfred came out of the shed. He was smiling.
Hanky, did I scare you with my costume?
I turned my eyes away.
Well, don't be mad. I was just having some fun.
Don't be mad? Ha! He put his arm around me and patted me on the ribs.
We can still be friends, can't we? Maybe we can play Treasure Island.
Play? Ha! No, my feelings had been shattered beyond all repair, and so had our friendship.
I might give you a treat.
A treat? No thanks, pal. Things had gone too far, and I couldn't be bribed. The boy looked up at the sky.
What if I gave you my bubble gum?
Nope, wouldn't work. The damage was just too great, and, well, I'd never tried bubble gum and probably wouldn't like it. No. He reached into his mouth and brought out a gooey wad of something pink.
It's pretty good.
It probably was pretty good, but dogs didn't chew. He held it under my nose, and you know what? It did smell pretty good. I mean, real good. But as far as me being bribed by a piece of... I don't know how this happened, but suddenly my tongue... Well, somehow it shot out of my mouth and made contact, shall we say, with the... My eyes brightened. My ears shot up. That was bubble gum? He grinned.
What do you think?
I thought... You know, time heals all wounds, even terrible wounds of the spirit. And quite a bit of time had passed, and I was feeling a whole lot better about my, Okay, what the heck, I would accept his offer, and yes, I might even consider sticking around and playing pirates with him. I took his peace offering into my mouth and began chewing it up. Hey, that stuff was great.
Alfred beamed a smile.
And now we're friends again, aren't we?
Oh, yes. The best of friends, no question about it.
Okay, Hanky. We're gonna make us a ship in a twee. Come on.
Alfred started walking off to the south.
Right, you bet. No problem. What a fine lad. Yes, maybe he had fallen under the corrupting influence of the local cowboys. But I wasn't the kind of dog who held a grudge. I mean, true friends forgive him. I chewed and chewed on that bubble gum. It was delicious, great stuff, but I couldn't get it chewed up. But back to the business of friendship. I've always said that any friendship worth having is worth... Gulp, gulp, gulp. You know, the longer I chewed that stuff, the bigger it got. And it was starting to gum up my teeth. Suddenly I realized that Drover was staring at me. Boy, I sure wish I had some bubble gum. Is it pretty good? I ate some one time, and the longer I chewed it, the bigger it got. It sure did gum up my teeth.
I gave him a withering glare and said, glop, glork, glum, glum, flop. Hey, this was getting serious. I couldn't chew it up. I couldn't swallow it. I couldn't spit it out. I tried everything. I moved my jaws. I moved my tongue. I pawed at my mouth. I ran in circles. Yikes, that stuff had gotten hold of me and I just couldn't. Just then, when I was nearing the point of desperation, Slim stepped outside and saw that I was in an emergency situation. Shaking his head, he came over to me.
Hank, what's got hold of you?
He pried open my jaws and pulled out the stringy gob of gooey yucco gum.
Oh, I see, bird brain. There, now next time you get a chance to...
He held the gum between his right thumb and forefinger, then tried to remove it with his left thumb and forefinger. He merely pulled it into two pieces, with a long thread of gum hanging between them. He gave both hands a shake, but the stuff didn't come off. He tried to rub it off on the ground, but that didn't work either. The gum was now clinging to both hands, and he had pink threads of it on his boots, shirt, and glasses. There was dirt stuck all over it. He looked at me and sighed.
Well, I guess it serves me right for laughing at you, huh, Pooch?
That was exactly right, which just goes to prove that justice has a way of chasing us down, no matter how hard we laugh or try to escape it. I gave Slim one last smirk and marched away, leaving him with the problem of how to get out of my bubblegum trap. See, I'd planned it this way all along. No kidding. After he had made such a joke out of my misfortune, I had plotted a way of getting my revenge, and he had walked right into my clever trap. No kidding. And it served him right. Anyway, Alfred and Drover had walked down the hill, and I joined them. Alfred had plopped down on the ground and was in the process of removing his... Oh, so that was it. You remember that business of the wooden leg? It wasn't real, just a thing made out of plastic. He had doubled up his left leg, see, and tied the thing on with a leather strap. I had noticed that right away, the very minute he'd walked out on the porch. Honest.
It's too much trouble,
he explained.
And besides, you can't climb a tree with a wooden leg.
Well, yes, that made sense. But why did he need to climb a tree? I mean, why would a pirate... I soon found out, and it turned out to be a pretty good idea. See, he borrowed an old sheet from his mama, climbed up into a tree, and tied the sheet to a couple of tree limbs, making it a sail. Up in a fork of the tree, Alfred's dad had nailed some 1x6 boards to the limbs, giving us a deck. And suddenly we had ourselves a real genuine sailing ship. Pretty slick, huh? That done, he turned a stern gaze on me and Drover.
Okay, doggies, we're fixing to sail our ship, and we're gonna find some buried treasure.
Buried treasure, huh? Hey, this was sounding better and better.
Hank, you can be Jim Hawkins.
I saluted the captain and thumped my tail on the ground.
And Drover, you can be Billy Bones.
Drover fluttered his stub tail and said, oh, good, because I sure like bones.
And now,
said Captain Long John Alfred,
our ship's ready to sail. But how can we get y'all dogs into the ship?
That was a problem, all right, because, well, dogs don't climb trees or ships. We're not climbers, don't you see? The captain thought about it for a long minute, and then he came up with an idea. He told Drover and me to wait right there, Drover and me, whilst he went to gather up some equipment. He returned 10 minutes later with, my goodness, a length of rope in a 5-gallon bucket. He tied one end of the rope to the handle of the bucket and, wait a minute, hold everything. He thought I was going to climb into the bucket so that he could haul me. No thanks, pal. There are many things a loyal dog will do for his friends, but as far as me... My goodness, something inside the bucket smelled pretty good. I felt it was my duty to stick my head into the bucket to check this out.
No, Hanky. My mom made some sandwiches, and that's our food for the trip. We can't eat till we get on the ship and set sail. I'll take the food up first, then pull you up.
Oh, so that was it. Okay, sure, fine. Food for the trip. Great idea. And he sure didn't need to worry about me. Unless I was badly mistaken, there were 2 fat tuna fish sandwiches in there. Have we discussed tuna fish sandwiches? Maybe not. So here's my position on tuna fish. Slim eats tuna fish right out of the can, and if you ask me, tuna out of the can tends to be either too dry or too greasy. I'm not crazy about Slim's tuna fish, but Sally Mae makes the best tuna fish sandwiches in the whole world, and her trick is that she adds a bunch of stuff to the tuna. Mayonnaise, sweet pickles, chopped up boiled egg, and you know what else? She even goes to the trouble of putting a crisp leaf of lettuce on it. No kidding, what she does to an ordinary tuna fish sandwich is amazing. It's the sort of thing only a mother would do, the sort of thing a bachelor cowboy would never do, not even in 1,000...
Hanky, get your nose away from my food.
Huh? Me? Hey, he sure didn't need to worry about... In fact, I would stand right there and guard it for him. That's the kind of dog I was, loyal to the end. No kidding. Yes, it was a good thing I was there to guard the ship's provisions, because at that very moment, Captain Alfred started climbing up the tree. I watched as he climbed up the trunk of the big cottonwood, sniffer and sniffer, higher and higher, I should say, and all at once it occurred to me, that he wasn't exactly watching me like a hawk anymore, so I found myself staring into the grinning face of a cat. Yes, it was Mr. Kitty Moocher. No doubt he had caught the scent of the tuna fish sandwiches and had come to check it out. The foolish cat even hopped up on his back legs and peered into the bucket. I went straight into menacing growls. Kitty, I wouldn't do that if I were you.
Oh, hello, Hanky. I wonder what's inside the bucket.
Then let me tell you, what's inside the bucket is trouble.
Trouble smells good.
Yes, Kitty, trouble often smells good. If it smelled bad, cats like you might never blunder into it. Now scram. Pete pinned his ears down on his head and did that thing with his eyes. How do I describe it? I'm not sure. The center part of the eye grows bigger than normal, don't you see? And it's something cats do when they're mad or unhappy. Maybe they think it scares the opposition, and maybe it does if the opposition is an ordinary dog. Me? Ha! If Kitty wanted to scare the head of ranch security, he would have to, huh? All at once, Captain Alfred pulled on the rope and... Hey, what was the deal here? My sandwiches started rising in the air. Well, the bucket rose in the air, and the bucket just happened to contain... In a flash, almost by magic, my tongue leaped out of my mouth and I began... licking my chops, shall we say, as I watched this tragedy unfold. I hopped up on my back legs and grabbed one last sniff of... Boy, those things smell terrific! I could even smell the boiled egg and the mayonnaise. But then they were gone. snatched out of my grasp by our ship's captain, who hauled the bucket up into the tree, into the ship, our three-masted sailing vessel. I had just missed a great opportunity to continue guarding the sandwiches, shall we say. However,